Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. Wow, it's only been a few weeks now, actually just about 10 days since Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was acquitted in what will be one of the most powerful boomerangs from an impeachment proceeding that we've ever seen. I mean, obviously, President Trump way up in the polls now, despite all the impeachments and criminal cases that Democrats have sought to bring against him. But within a matter of hours of the Texas Senate acquitting Ken Paxton, the attorney general, of public corruption charges, the boomerang started on people like the House Speaker, Mr. Phelan, and others in Texas who pursued that impeachment, didn't have really much evidence. I mean, that's one of the things that the Texas trial really showcased. There was so little evidence. And I think senators and constituents and Texans who had voted for Ken Paxton for re-election back in 2022, that's why they're so upset. And now you're seeing calls for the speaker to resign. You see the Texas Republican Party repudiating its own House Speaker in the State House. We're very lucky today at the top of the show. We're going to have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton back on the job now, no longer suspended, acquitted, innocent of the charges, back on the job. We're going to talk about what he's doing in the big tech space, in the big border space, in the perhaps exploring some litigation to try to stop that community, that colony north of Texas where illegal aliens are living and causing great concern in the communities in Texas that there is a illegal migrant trafficking operation in Texas that has settled in that place called Colony Ridge Community. We'll have all that at the top of the show. In the second block, we're going to talk about an exclusive story we broke this morning with former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, a former congressman from California, the man who unraveled the Russia collusion gate narrative, the fake story about Russia collusion that never was. He's going to react to the big story that I broke this morning with my good colleague Stephen Richards about Marie Yovanovitch, one of the impeachment witnesses against President Trump. In 2019, she said that she didn't know much about Burisma Holdings except what she learned in her briefing before she became the Ukrainian ambassador and what she read in the news media. Oh, to the contrary, what have we learned? Well, we learned that she met or allowed Burisma officials to participate in official embassy events, events where she was participating in her official capacity as U.S. ambassador in 2017, months after she and others warned that Burisma was corrupt and shouldn't be dealt with. All right, so you warn people, don't touch Burisma. You think it's corrupt, and then you allow them to participate in an event that gives the official aura of the ambassadorship. We're going to cover that in a little bit more detail in a second, but Devin Nunes has a lot to say about that. And then we'll wrap up today with something that's been a big personal initiative for me, health. I want people to be healthier. I allowed myself to get a little bit out of shape and not eat well, especially with the stress of the job the last 5-10 years. I started 2023 with a commitment. I was going to try to lose some weight. I was going to try to eat healthier, try to make a difference. And I want to create a model, an example for other people. I've lost about 30 pounds. I feel good about that. One of the key parts of this process has been using the product Field of Greens. It is a very powerful supplement. You get a maximum amount of fruit and veggies when you take it. And it has become incredibly useful to me in not only losing weight, but gaining stamina, gaining metabolism growth. I've gone from eating poor to eating well, adding this in a shake every day, this fruit and vegetable supplement, losing weight, but also sleeping better and finding my metabolism at a much higher rate. I want to exercise. I actually have the energy to exercise. That's not something that always was the case a couple of years ago, as I allowed things that were very lucky to be joined by the founder of the company that has given this great product, Field of Green, Miles Gurmand. He's going to be here and he's going to describe for us what it is, what he has done that makes this work. Miles is the founder, and there's a science behind this. There's, in fact, quite a few sciences. And Miles Gurmand has really built a remarkable community around Field of Greens, but where you learn there's articles to be shared every day, there's recipes, and eating your vegetables and your fruit isn't as onerous as it used to be, isn't as time consuming as it is, or what I feared it to be when I started on this mission. So Miles is going to give us some tips, give us some ideas for why Field of Greens is there. And also, you're going to get a special discount because you're a John Solomon Reports fan, a Just the News fan. They have a 15% discount. Unbelievable. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews, 15% off. That's a huge, huge saving. Go check that out today. It's pretty exciting. All right. Before we go to the commercial break, I wanted to go through the story that Stephen and I did this morning. I think it's really important for a lot of reasons. I want to bring everybody back to impeachment. There was this mild-mannered, well-respected U.S. ambassador in Ukraine named Maria Yovanovitch. I have no beef with her. She was the presiding ambassador during the Trump era. She came in at the end of the Obama-Biden years, and she testified against Trump. In fact, she, in many ways, was one of the star witnesses, along with her deputy, George Kent, the guy that wore the bow tie. And they were very sympathetic for the Democrats. They gave a lot of testimony, and they tried to underplay the fact that Joe Biden was meddling in Ukraine policy while his son was on the board of one of the companies deemed most corrupt by the State Department in Ukraine, Burisma Holdings. You know about Burisma now. We've talked about it a lot. In her testimony, she was pretty unknowledgeable, Burisma. She said she didn't know much more than what she was briefed on before her Senate confirmation hearing. She got a Q&A. There was some Burisma, Joe Biden questions in there. And then she said anything else she knew was really about what she learned in the news media, except that that wasn't really true. Now, she didn't expand upon it very much, but over the last few years, I've sued several times under open records laws, and I've been able to show that Maria Yovanovitch had significant engagement on Burisma. She got a letter, a detailed letter from Burisma's American lawyer saying, hey, we want to settle these corruption allegations, get right with the State Department. She didn't mention that in her testimony. She met with Blue Star Strategies, the PR and crisis communication / lobbying firm that Hunter Biden brought in to clean up Burisma's image. She had a December 8th, 2016 meeting with them that I learned about because I got the briefing documents. That wasn't mentioned at the impeachment. We were blinded to that. There was a lot more dealings that Maria Yovanovitch had with Burisma than what she led on during the impeachment scandal. A lot of key members of Congress, Devin Nunes at the time, and Lee Zeldin and Ron Johnson have really raised questions about her testimony. But we've got quite a revelation today. There's two aspects of it. First, I want to take you back to what Maria Yovanovitch said, didn't say, but that we learned previously. Back in 2021, I learned that Maria Yovanovitch had sent a letter to the McCain Institute. That was John McCain, Senator John McCain's foreign policy think tank. And she told the think tank, the McCain Institute, she was versant enough, contrary to what she said in her testimony, she was versant enough to warn them not to deal with Burisma, that they were crooked in some way. They were not a company you wanted to be associated with. I want to read you this October 5th, 2017 email to one of the officials at the McCain Institute. Sorry not to have responded more quickly. I will get back to you with a fuller response, but I would urge caution in dealing with the Burisma group. It is widely believed that the owner was a beneficiary of the corrupt justice system here. And I think to the extent that anyone is aware that Burisma is funding the training, something that McCain was thinking about doing, it would raise eyebrows in Kiev over the irony of Burisma training prosecutors and to what end. I would also note that the PGO is one of the entities here that remains absolutely or resolutely unreformed. Signed, Maria Yovanovitch, or her nickname, Masha. That's what she went by. That is a document we got under the Freedom of Information Act in 2020. All right, so let's think about this. Maria Yovanovitch knew more about Burisma than she let on to be because she's telling someone, hey, they're crooked, stay away from them. But if they're crooked, you would think she would set the example, right? Which is, I won't deal with Burisma. Her deputy repeatedly, George Kent, sent her email saying, hey, these guys are bad actors. They were paying bribes. I think he twice reported separate bribery allegations against Hunter Biden while Maria Yovanovitch was in office, while the Obama administration was still there in 2016. All right, so Maria Yovanovitch, her official stories, I didn't know much about him, didn't deal with him. generally thought people told me they were corrupt. Now you find out later she had quite a few conversations with their lawyers, with their Blue Star, with her own staff, and she was versant enough on the corruption to warn someone off saying, hey, don't deal with Burisma. That's a bad idea. Well, guess what? It turns out that Maria Yovanovitch met twice and possibly three times with top Burisma officials in 2017, right after all the warnings and right around the time she's giving the warnings to the McCain Institute. Don't deal with these guys. Don't deal with them. Well, guess what? She met twice with Vadim Pazarsky, one of the top officials here, the person that most often at Burisma dealt with Hunter Biden on the board of directors on his consulting work. How do we know this? We got photos from Burisma's website and from the U.S.-Ukraine Business Council showing that Yovanovitch attended two meetings hosted by the Business Council with Vadim Pazarsky. He's on the die. He's there with her. He's in photos with her. And Burisma was even bragging about the fact that she attended. One of these meetings was in November 2017, right around the time she sent that note to John McCain's guys. So she's telling John McCain's guys, hey, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't associate with them. But then she's associating with them. She also appears to have associated with them in April 2017 when Yovanovitch also met with Pazarsky, according to this information on Burisma's website that has since been deleted. We were able to recover the information from internet archives. But both of these were energy policy meetings. Ambassador Yovanovitch was appearing in her official capacity. And there was Vadim Pazarsky, first April 21st, 2017, the second November 7th, 2017, sitting on stage with him. Oh, another member of the Burisma board, former CIA official Kofor Black. He also was in the picture meeting with State Department officials. Again, doesn't seem to make much sense, right? It seems odd that, well, what are you doing there? Well, Kofor Black also had a meeting there. And I think that that is really remarkable that we would only learn about this 4 years after impeachment. The impeachment story the Democrats gave us against President Trump just simply hasn't had the same truth to it when people have learned more and more about it. And I think Yovanovitch episode really shows what that is. She was dealing with him a lot more, even while warning other people. She knew a lot about more and had a lot more engagement with them than what she let on in her impeachment testimony. I'm sure Devin Nunes is going to have a lot to say about that in the second block of the show. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, first up, the newly restored Texas Attorney General, just acquitted on impeachment charges, Ken Paxton, going to join us, going to give us his reaction to acquittal and what he's working on, particularly related to the border and that illegal immigrant colony in the area around Houston that's getting a lot of attention. We'll have all that after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. A big moment in Texas the last few weeks, the acquittal of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and then the boomerang around those who brought a case that was so weakly brought that the Senate actually was pretty angry with the lack of evidence that took up the Senate's time. Joining us right now from the great state of Texas, back on the job, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Attorney General, good to have you back on.
Well, so good to be back, and I'm glad to be back doing my job for the people of Texas. And really, I think people that elected me 4.5 months before this started, just glad that I get to serve the term that the people elected me for.
It's pretty remarkable to have watched the last few days since the acquittal. I think a lot of people didn't understand until the impeachment trial just how weak the evidence was, how lacking in evidence, and perhaps in how significant there was of political motives in the case. You had always said that, but when people get to see it in a trial, it really jars you. There's been a significant boomerang around Speaker Phelan and others who were behind this. Are you surprised by how quickly the boomerang came back around?
No, because I think people got to see the truth. He thought that I would resign. He thought that they could cover this up by doing, you know, the House did their process secretly with no transparency. They didn't want the members of the Texas House to know what the truth was. They just wanted to force a vote. So they did that and said, let's just sort it out later. I think they were hoping I would resign. They pushed me to resign, and they did it because they didn't have a case. And then when they realized we were going forward, they tried to concoct a case. They got the media, obviously, very helpful of them. They tried to create a narrative that wasn't true.
Yeah, no, and it just got exposed for what it was, which was accusations without evidence. It just was really, really, really shocking.
John, they even said that in trial. Their witnesses became our witnesses. So they called witnesses that were supposed to help them. They ended up helping me because some of them actually told the truth. There were others that didn't, but there were enough of them that we got the truth out of. When you have one of the top guys say, yeah, we didn't have any evidence. And by the way, they never even told me what was going on, what the problem was. That was all said in trial. And it became really clear that this was a coup. This is not about legal things. This is about politics.
Yeah, no, that's really, it began. Your lawyer was so compelling. I mean, the presentation that he did day in and day out was literally just remarkable. Tony Busby, do you think now that Texans will look at this sort of the Bush era of Republicanism, which, you know, dominated the state for maybe 2 decades, look a lot more suspiciously on those, the Karl Roves in the world that were behind this effort now that they got so shamed at the trial?
Yeah, and I think, you know, even at the trial, Karl Rove didn't get shamed as much as he should have. But now, you know, we had other things that had we done some more cross-examination, had they not accidentally rested their case at the wrong time. But I was able to get some of that out in other interviews about some of the emails we had that Karl Rove was involved and how this group in Texas, Texans for Lawsuit Reform, which is run by Dick Travolsi and Dick Weekly, they were tied in with Karl Rove, and they actually got Rick Perry. They actually wrote the editorial for Rick Perry to run in the Wall Street Journal. So there's no doubt that Karl Rove had his fingerprints all over this, and the Bushes, of course, are tied in with Karl Rove.
I know you're not a man who rests on his laurels very long. And in fact, I think within a couple hours of the impeachment trial over, you said, buckle up to the Biden administration. I know you're fast at work. What are your highest priorities? Now that you're back in office, what are the top priorities that you want to try to tackle in the next few weeks?
So we obviously, the border's only gotten worse since I was out. We're going to continue to fight the Biden administration on that. It's actually hard to believe what they're doing to this country purposely. And causing great harm. So that's one of our top focus. But, you know, I still have my big tech lawsuits against Google and others. We're also going to focus on our investigation of Big Pharma for what they did potentially with the vaccine and not being potentially honest about how they presented that to the American people. So we've got a lot to do. We have a lot of issues that I think are critical to not just Texas, but really what kind of country we're going to end up being, whether we get a free country that the founders put in place, or whether we're going to be controlled by, you know, a few politicians.
Yeah. Now, one thing that's been on a lot of people's minds, I think people are starting to understand how immigration trafficking occurs. So people get in the country illegally, then they get moved into other places. Colony Ridge, north or in the area around Houston, getting a lot of attention from the Republican Party elsewhere. I know you've been studying it. Can you tell us whether there might be something the Attorney General's office can do related to that community or the donors who've made that community possible?
Yeah, so obviously I've been back in office a week, so it's one of our top priorities to understand that problem and figure out if there's a mechanism by which our office can intervene and do something about it. If that's not a possibility, then obviously the legislature, we've got special sessions coming up that they can potentially help us with that. So we're looking at all our possible options, both legally and also potentially legislatively, if we don't have options that are viable.
It is really amazing to watch the public understand how the systems work. This was exactly the system that you were warning of in the months ahead of this. And now people see it and they're digging in. And I think it's really scary to them. Do you think there's a moment now where the public has turned on the Biden administration with the border? It seems as though the border is just completely lost. I mean, every community feels some impact every day, not just every so often, every day they feel it. Is there a political change in the environment right now?
I think there is. I mean, look at what the Biden administration did just recently. Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, Texas was trying to prevent illegal immigration. And we had, wire put up, barbed wire type situation, and the federal government came in and cut it down to let everybody in. I mean, they're supposed to be on our side. They're supposed to be helping us, not the cartels. And the way it's working now, and I think as we continue to talk about it, we see the results of this, it won't just affect the border states. It's going to affect the entire country. And I think as people feel that and they see it in their own communities, I don't know how they can't hold the Biden administration responsible, because the Biden administration is the catalyst, is the partner of the cartels in Mexico. There's no doubt about it.
Another thing that we're learning a lot of it because of the work you've done over the last couple of years, along with some of the other attorney general, is just how deeply involved big tech and U.S. government were in the censorship of Americans, some historic rulings in Missouri v. Biden and elsewhere. Are you seeing some changes in behavior with the tech companies as they realize they're not going to get away with the secret censorship anymore?
Well, certainly as we're in litigation with them, when you start talking litigation, then obviously you start talking about what are they going to do to change their behavior. And we're going to see. I mean, we're not there yet. We're not where I want to be. I want a free marketplace where competition can occur both with trade and advertising, but also so that we don't have big government. There's a lot to work out here. And if we don't work it out, or we don't work it out soon, then we're going to lose free competition. It's going to cost consumers more get goods because these big tech companies control the marketplace, and we're also going to not have a free marketplace of ideas, which is just as important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is the battleground for the First Amendment of the 21st century, and you're right on the front of it. General Paxton, what a great honor to have you on. I know how busy you are, but it was great to get you in to understand what's next. I know you're already back at work. You can see the impact of it already in just a few days, but thank you for joining us today.
Always glad to come on. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you as well, sir. Thank you. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Devin Nunes, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, here to react to the Marie Yovanovitch story we broke this morning.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, folks, over the weekend, I was thinking about this next guest a lot. First, when Hillary Clinton came out and said, oh, there might be Russian interference in the 2024 election, that alone made me snicker, given that there wasn't any in the 16 election. And then, of course, we learned a whole lot more about what the impeachment witnesses from the 2019 impeachment of Donald Trump didn't tell the American public, all the facts that they excluded that would have significantly changed the outcome of that trial and the public's understanding. And the reason I say that is Congressman Devin Nunes was at the forefront, first of unraveling the Russia collusion caper when he was House Intelligence Committee chairman, and then taking on the impeachment as one of the House managers for that trial and being able to tell the American people things that the Democrats were hiding from them. He joins us right now. We're really glad to have him back. Congressman, good to have you back on.
John, it's great to be with you.
Let's start with a story that kind of moved this morning. We went back based on tips that we got from the State Department. So State Department officials tipped us off to the fact that Marie Yovanovitch had not told the American public of her contacts with Burisma. And so we went and we found these photos that had been deleted off the internet. But two or three times in 16, 17, and 18, State Department officials, including the ambassador, former ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, were meeting with Burisma officials. This after they testified they didn't want anything to do with Burisma because they considered it to be a corrupt company. Pretty surprising to find the photos 4 years later, huh?
Well, John, we knew that it had happened. As a Republican, you know, just for your audience to know that I was the lead Republican, unfortunately, that had to deal with both the Russia hoax, but then, of course, the Ukraine impeachment hoax. And remember how they switched gears. And if you remember, the Democrats brought in all these ambassadors, former ambassadors, State Department people, and the fake news ran with the story that these are all people with impeccable resumes. Well, they had one problem, and that was that those of us who had spent, you know, many years in dealing with the State Department, dealing with foreign countries, knew one thing, and that was that Ukraine was always known as a corrupt country. And the State Department, everybody would brief us on the corruption that was there. So when you go back and look at this about the people that came in to testify, it was like they, and you can go back and read the transcripts. I think they're all out there now, public. And of course, those transcripts, as you may remember, the Democrats waited till way after the impeachment to release all the transcripts. But when you actually go through the transcripts and read the former ambassadors that spoke, John, it was like you could tell they were hiding something. It was like they didn't want to answer the question. And, you know, since when do you know of an ambassador not wanting to tell somebody everything they know about the country that they served in for 3 or 4 or 5 years?
Exactly. They're usually excited to do so.
Exactly. And she didn't want to talk about it. Everybody knew they were all lying. Now, the question is, you know, can she be prosecuted? Should she be prosecuted? You know, I think the new norm is that if you lie to Congress, if you're a Republican, you get prosecuted, right? Or if you don't turn over documents in time, you get prosecuted. So, but if you're a Democrat, and in this case, she was basically hiding the fact that the Bidens were doing corrupt things over there, and, you know, deny that she had, as I recall, I haven't looked at the actual, went back to look at the testimony in the transcript, but I believe that she had just had amnesia, didn't it? I mean, it's like she didn't even know who Burisma was, and that wasn't believable at the time, and isn't now, and that's why I think you've uncovered this, and but will anything happen? That's the question.
Yeah, that is a good question. It'll be interesting to see if during the current impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden, they go back and look at how maybe the impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump had been manipulated, facts withheld from it. That might be one avenue for the current Congress to make right or to bring to the public's attention what it was perhaps denied in information in 2019 and 2020. As you look out, there's another moment where Hillary Clinton has surfaced. She wants everybody to know that, ooh, Russian interference could occur in the 2024 election. You think she might want to just stop that line after all that's been exposed about her dirty trick back in 2016, but she doesn't seem to be able to let Russia go, can she?
John, I'm here at Truth Social headquarters in Florida, and you know, oftentimes when we're here and we're collaborating, we have all our engineers and everybody here, and it becomes, you kind of lose track of time. And I saw that, I think, last night on Truth Social. And I saw that video and I said, oh, that's weird. Why are they replaying like a video from like 2017, 18, when she was blaming? And then I realized it was just from the last few hours. It's like, this lady is crazy. And I mean, and how is it that all of these, well, we know how it is, but you know, Donald Trump's lawyers, anybody who was, they indicted what, some 20 people in Atlanta, Georgia. Like, is she ever going to be indicted? I mean, she is an election denier from 2016 and onward. And it was the only one. I mean, she's such a liar that she's not accepting the election results, but she's the only one that actually worked with Russians, laundered money, paid people to go out and get information from Russians. That was Hillary Clinton who did that. And then, of course, the other one that we know about is Adam Schiff, who also was pranked by Russians when he called him and he was going to get compromat on and nude pictures of Trump from Russians. Those are the only people that we know of that I'm off the top of my head that have actually worked with Russians. So here we are again. We're back in the Russia hoax. And I don't know, everybody's kind of speculating now that Biden is collapsing in the polls. Is she out there, basically as a candidate? Is she going to run? I kind of ruled it out. I've kind of laughed it off. But, you know, if it's down to her and Governor Whitmer, Governor Newsom, I don't know. She might be able to get through a Democratic primary.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be very interesting to see if that's really the backstory to all of this going on right now. It was interesting to see her surface and to reprise her favorite song, Russia, Russia, Russia. It was pretty interesting. And I think you're right. I think most people thought, didn't I see this back in 16 or 18 or 20? But no, it was 2023. How about that? Big moment Thursday. Republicans have their first impeachment inquiry hearing, sort of a flyover. And I think they're taking a little bit of your advice to, at the beginning, remind people about all the incremental evidence that's come out now that tells a very compelling story. Good approach for the first hearing?
Yeah, what I feel they're doing is establish the rules of the road, the legal procedures. What does it mean to impeachment? What do you have to reach to reach the impeachment level? And I'm sure that the Republicans will ask about plenty of circumstantial evidence, some hard facts, and then I'm sure the witnesses will say, well, if 1, 2, 3, and 4 happen, then yes, it meets that potential. So the Republicans are going to follow the rules. As you know, the fake news will give them zero credit. And you know, my advice that I've given the Republicans, John, is that it's, you know, Biden is kind of a shiny ball. He's going to be, I'm sure, just with the circumstantial evidence that's out there, he's going to be the most corrupt president in U.S. history in terms of, if you look at the overall dollars that have been, that, you know, that he's essentially taken in through his family. So that, you know, that, like, in comparison, you know, he's essentially throwing Senator Menendez under the bus. And look, I have no idea what's true. He's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, a couple gold bars and a few $100,000, pretty serious stuff for a politician to take that. But with the Biden family, you're talking about millions, tens of millions of dollars that would have come back into the, you know, into the Biden family. And if it ends up that he knew about it or he benefited from, well, both if he knew about it, which I think he did, and took that money in, he should be impeached. But John, I'll just kind of finish with this. But if you do, if the Republicans do all that, you got to be careful that President Biden, Hunter Biden, don't become this shiny ball out there, and they don't focus on the heart of the problem, which is Team Obama's people, that I call them Team Obama, that have actually orchestrated all of this to happen since I mean, it's the people within DOJ and FBI, former Obama, current Biden officials, scattered all throughout government, that are the ones who have allowed this corruption to happen, and they are part of the scandal, and it really should be looked as like a criminal enterprise, so they can go get the Bidens ultimately. But how about the people that took part of it and let it happen? I think that's a bigger problem that I hope the Republicans don't lose sight of here over the course of the next year.
Real important. There's an ecosystem there. There's also a lot of similarities. I mean, all right, so Senator Menendez got a Mercedes, but Hunter Biden got a Porsche, according to the documents that are now in the public hearing. So even the methodology by which these two very different alleged schemes were going on, there are some real interesting parallels between the two, including how differently they've been treated. Last quick question, because I know you're busy and you got a lot going on in Truth. I wanted to ask a little bit about this week, and we were able to get this FBI supervisor's testimony. She corroborates what the two IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joe Ziegler, said, that multiple Biden-appointed U.S. attorneys turned down tax charges against Hunter Biden, kind of opposite of what Merrick Garland's been telling us. How important is it that FBI and IRS agents, their stories are now lining up very differently than the story that Merrick Garland and Weiss have told the American public?
Well, you're getting to, I think, the point that we've discussed on your podcast and your TV show over the past several months, and that is that I believe that Joe Biden will not be the nominee, because Team Obama are actually going to eventually have to raise the pressure on him to get him out of the race, and that's what you're beginning to see. So, why is this related? Well, clearly, what Team Obama, the people within DOJ, what they were trying to do is get a plea deal for Hunter Biden that would absolve him from all the, you know, 100 different things off the top of my head that he did wrong and that maybe his family is involved in. And it would be a total cover up. So this is just, you know, part of that information that the Republicans will have to look at. That seems pretty clear to me, that people were farming this stuff out. It was getting shut down here, there, and everywhere. And this is what gets to the last question you asked me about, which is if the Republicans just focus on Biden and not the people who allowed all this to happen, who were trying to orchestrate the cover-up. Why were they trying to orchestrate this cover-up? Well, it's to get Biden, ultimately, to bow out of the race. Now Biden can't bow out of the race because his son's in trouble. He could be in trouble. And even with this polling, even if it's, you know, who knows what the truth is, but I think Donald Trump definitely has a lead, and that's only been with a few weeks of just a few news stories that all the usual suspects, John, that you and I know from the Russia hoax to the Ukraine impeachment hoax. It's the same reporters doing the same thing. But for this time, though, who is it? They're doing it against sitting President Joe Biden.
It's pretty remarkable, the change, isn't it?
I've never seen, I don't think in recent memory, John, have I seen the cast of characters that came out over a 24-hour period saying that it's time for Biden to get out of the race, from Van Jones to the Washington Post, New York Times, all of them on message, you know, just about, I don't know, 10 days ago or whatever it was, with the same point. Oh, voters think he's too old, this or that. And then that's followed up with a couple polls back to back that are polls that no Republican has seen in my lifetime that I can remember. That I don't remember seeing a poll with a Republican at 52%. And in this case, it's former President Trump, who's never had a poll number like this. And then, you know, look, even yesterday or last night, I saw one, I think a Harris poll, that had Trump up by 5. So these are two back-to-back polls that are clearly aimed, just built off of just that little tiny news bomb that Team Obama put out there that had their usual scribes in the fake news write about. And why are they doing that? People may ask, why are they going so slow? Well, the problem is that if they actually put all the dirt out, it's going to splash back on them, because they're all responsible for this. They were all in on it. So they got to be careful how they dirty up Biden. They want him out. They want him gone. They know they're headed for a disaster in the election if they don't get him out. I think he's to the point where he's unelectable. whether it's all the criminal activity or just his health, or the economy, three big problems that he's got. I just think he's unelectable. I think people know that. The Democrats now see that. I think Team Obama has seen it for a while. That's why Susan Rice walked out the door the day before Joe Biden announced he was running for election. Susan Rice is long known as one of Obama's top henchmen. She was running domestic policy for Biden. So anyway, John, it's get the popcorn. They're turning up the heat, and it's going to be interesting to see what Democrats get splattered by it, and does it splatter up on Team Obama? We just don't know.
Yeah, there is a bigger culture that was set during the Obama years of both weaponizing the government against critics and also with Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden profiting off their government positions. You really see that clear picture now as more and more evidence comes out. And you were the very first person we talked to that really saw this for what it is. And I think now the American people with the beginning of impeachment inquiry is going to get a chance to see that. Real quickly, a lot of new features coming online at Truth. Perhaps my most interesting one, I can write a lot longer, can't I?
Yeah, we increased the characters from 500 up to 100, if you or 1,000. You may remember when we first came out, we blew past all the social media sites. Well, all the other social media sites have had to catch up to us. So we're going up to 1,000. I think that's probably be where we'll stop. We may go a little more. You know, the challenge is we always want to keep the feed as clean as possible. And, you know, some people, God love them, but they want to write and write and write. And sometimes that makes for kind of a weird, for those of you who know True Social, if you're on social media, it just makes for a long post. But also, John, we're getting ready. As you know, we've been beta testing groups. And so if you're part of any groups, you know that goes to your feed. But we, our next update will have both your regular feed and a feed for the groups you belong in. So we're going to separate that out. It's one of the things as we beta tested groups, people realize like, hey, I love groups. They're different, right? It's about cooking. It's about maybe sports. It's about guns. It's about, you know, travel. I have a group on wine, and people want to see that differently than the feed where they see John Solomon, Just the News, whatever I'm posting about, what President Trump is posting about. So that is now waiting approval. We've got that submitted to the our overlords at both Apple and Google, but you know, because we have to have their approval to get it in the App Store. So hopefully they approve that, and then we'll have a nice feature, make it a lot easier for you to follow the groups that you're a part of. So hopefully, John, within the next coming days, we'll see that that feature go live.
Yeah, and that sense of community is really where social media started. And I think over the last few years, say, Facebook and Twitter moved away from it. I think bringing people back to the idea that you can have your own neighborhood, your own community, your own group to work with and to communicate with is going to be very well welcomed. It really is part of the reason why social media started. A lot of the big guys moved away from it. You guys are moving right, I think, where the consumer wants to be. So very exciting to see. Congressman, always great to have you on the show. And thanks for good. We'll probably need you back after Thursday, Sarah, to help us referee the next wave of where this impeachment inquiry goes. But great to have you on.
Always a pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, a little story personally about me. I'm going to tell you about why my health has been getting better, what I've been doing, and how Field of Greens vegetable and fruit supplements have made a major impact on my life, on my health, on losing weight, on gaining energy, on making sure I got the right amount of vegetables in fruit in my diet, even when I'm busy and can't go to the farmer's market, can't go to the store to get fresh vegetables. Well, I just put a little powder in a shake and boom, I'm as healthy as someone who ate some carrots and celery and broccoli for lunch and dinner. I'm going to explain all that to you with the founder of the Field of Greens products right after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As you know, this year, I've really been focused on my health a lot. And I figure I'm getting in my mid-50s. I want to take better care of myself. And one of the things I wanted to do was to get a better diet, lose some weight, but also get the right nutrients, the right nutrition mixed in. And that meant taking more vegetables and fruit and not as much carbs. And of course, you get started, you get committed, you go to the farmer's market a couple of times, then you realize I'm a little too busy to go get the veggies I want today. Well, I have the perfect solution. I've had it for several months now. Brickhouse Nutrition has created an incredible supplement called Field of Greens. I use it every day. I put it into a shake. I'm down 31 pounds since I started the whole effort. And it is a game changer. You get the right amount of vegetables and fruits every day, and you get it conveniently just in case you can't get to the store or the farmer's market. It works. It's been a life changer for me. I know a lot of people say, well, this is a multi-billion-dollar supplement industry. Does it really work? This product works. And what I wanted to do today was to bring in the founder of Brickhouse Nutrition. He is the guy behind this amazing product that's really helped me personally, Miles Grimard. Miles, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
I think a lot of people see all these ads and they wonder, does this stuff really work? And of course, firsthand, I know it does work. My doctor knows it works too. I mean, they've seen the changes in my blood work. They've seen the drop in my weight. What was the inspiration for you when you went in and say, hey, I'm going to create Brickhouse Nutrition? What were you thinking at that moment? What did you want to create in the marketplace that was a little different from what people had seen in the past?
Yeah. So I had a distribution company for that multi-billion dollar industry that you spoke of. And we sold everyone stuff. And the toughest thing is that we'd be working with all the biggest companies, and it was always trying to figure out why to sell one product versus another. It kind of came clear. Everything was the same. It was all a race to the bottom of bottom dollar to see who can create the cheapest product while also using all their budget to put the people on the front of Muscle Mag and get the Instagram models. And I kind of saw, I come from a tech background. So I kind of understood that there was a way I could create this company where we didn't just race to the bottom for, pennies and put all our budget that way, but actually create good products. And if we marketed it right and targeted the right people, I thought I could make it work. So I brought in Muscle Farm's head doctor. They were the biggest company at the time. And partnered with him and brought him on to create new products that, and if it's not different enough, we just don't sell it. So there's a reason we don't sell protein yet. It's for that reason. We have some things in the works, but if it doesn't meet our standard of being different and better, then we just don't sell it. You can buy protein from a competitor.
Yeah, no, it is really a remarkable thing. It's an interesting experience. I mean, I think when myself included, when I first started, I'm thinking, well, I have a lousy diet. I'm not exercising enough. If I just take this supplement, it will be magically there. And it does actually do some of that. But what I found really interesting, Miles, is that my metabolism changed. Like, actually, I crave exercise now, whereas before, I'm not going for the walk today. I'll do it tomorrow or the next day. There's something about when you start getting into the routine of bringing really healthy vegetables and fruits into your diet, and in this case, very simply, just through the putting a powder in the shake, all of a sudden you see the other elements that have been contributing to your bad health change as well. Why is it? Why all of a sudden do I sleep better and I want to exercise more? The exercise isn't like I have to drag myself onto the treadmill. I'm like, I want to do it. I actually feel good. I want to do it. What's going on beneath the hood that's causing this to happen once you start on something like Field of Greens?
A lot of people, when even if take diet out of it, when they start going to the gym, after 2 weeks, all of a sudden, everyone's like, I'm addicted to it now, right? People get addicted to that feeling good. And so it's kind of the same with this. When you start to take that much fruits and vegetables, your body does feel better. And then it creates this mindset of, okay, I'm feeling good and I'm addicted to feeling good versus the previous me where I'm tired and slouchy all day. It's much better to feel good. So it kind of becomes a lifestyle change where it does become addictive, and you don't want to lose that good feeling of, you know, if you're hungover on a Sunday morning, you don't like that feeling anymore. So you got to make a change. It's you want to be healthy. You want to feel good all the time. So I think that's contributing a lot as well.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And it really is a lifestyle change. I mean, a lot of times when you start on a thing like this, you're not sure your lifestyle is going to change. And it really, really does. And I think that that's how you get into a cycle of, now I'm getting improving health. My doctor sees it. My blood works better. And it just sort of builds on each other. What are some of the signs? I know what I personally experienced, but what if someone starts on Field of Greens, they start in the Brick House Nutrition product world, what are some of the signs that you're getting healthier, that you know it's working, that things are changing? What will someone see when they go through a few months of just being on the supplement?
We actually have a 100% money-back guarantee, which is if you start taking this and the next time you see your doctor, if they don't look at your vitals and everything that your doctor needs to check to make sure you're good, if they don't say that you're doing better, then we'll give your money back. And no one's taken us up on that yet, but we've gotten a lot of messages saying exactly what we offered, which is the doctor said, I'm looking great.
Isn't that something?
And so that's pretty much the easiest way to see it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a great. One of the things I love about Brick House Nutrition is when you're going through the journey of getting better, eating healthier, creating a routine where veggies and fruit are getting into your diet in a regular way and at a healthy level, you're looking for some content. Am I doing things right? I'm looking for reaffirmation. And you guys have built on the Brick House Nutrition site a really remarkable set of articles on just about anything that's going on, from some of the ingredients to some firsthand experiences of what people are doing. Why is that important? And what sort of content do you make available? To me, it's been really exciting because, like, there's recipes. I want to try something a little different today, make a different smoothie. But there's also this reinforcement of reading and saying, oh, now I know why this is working. Or, oh, I want to try what that guy or gal did.
Yeah. So we actually have on staff a few different writers that are constantly researching in different ways. So we have our head doctor, Dr. Kim. He's always researching, you know, new ingredients, new things in the industry, making partners with, you know, people that are trying to create new ways of making your body better. But we also have people that are writing about generally how, not just ingredients, but generally how to make your life better and healthier. And there is always that reinforcement of you see not only the writers on there talking about what they can do, what you can do to make yourself better, but then there's a good community that is commenting and talking about, you know, this actually really worked for me. The recipes are actually, we started with just one flavor, and a lot of people were, you know, some people don't like it, so that, which is a big reason we came out new flavors, but some people were also typing in things that they tried to really love it in that community. And we kind of looked down and saw the comments and said, all right, why don't we jump on board with this and hire some chefs to actually make something for these, for you know, these mad scientists in their kitchen to try out themselves.
It's really pretty cool. It's kind of fun. I have a favorite on there. I'm going to just admit this one. Every so often I get like in a Hawaiian mood, and the Kona Cooler, which is one of the great examples. It just works perfectly. You put the Fields of Green in, got some ice cubes, a little OJ, I had some strawberries. I think I throw watermelon in. That may or may not be in the recipe, but it's like, oh my God, that's so good. It's like having a dessert, and actually you're just getting a big dose of healthy nutrition, and it's so fun. But I'm now, once every couple of weeks, I go to look, say, I want to try something different today. I want to try something here, and I go find that. And that's an important part of the experience, right? It isn't just, I'm going to throw some powder in a cup. You're trying to change your lifestyle and convince yourself to keep going. And the support system that I think you've built on the Brick House Nutrition site is really dynamite. I want to go back because when I was studying up and getting ready for this sort of journey for myself, there are a lot of different supplements out there that say they'll get you the fruit and vegetables. A lot of them are extracts, which aren't nearly as healthy as the way you've gone about doing this with organic fruits and vegetables. Talk a little bit about the difference in how you make this powder and why your powder ends up giving a lot more of the good stuff per ounce.
Yeah. So the Field of Greens is, it's as close to just eating the fruit and vegetable as possible. If you look at our panel of nutrition facts, that's the key line there is nutrition facts panel, because it's classified as just a food. Whereas there is now a couple other companies that do have that as well. I think they caught on to the idea that's healthier. But ours is just the food. Most of the products in the industry come from extract. It's a lot cheaper. So basically, they go through a lab process where they can extract the vitamins and minerals from the fruit and vegetable and put it into a powder. It's a long, convoluted process, but it's going to lose some of the value that you're going to get from it. Whereas the Field of Greens, it's just, they freeze dry the fruit and vegetable and then they crush it up and they turn it into a powder that you're putting into your drink. So it's really just the fruit and vegetable without the water inside of it that's been dehydrated.
You basically have just come back from the farmer's market. You got a powder, feels like you've been at the farmer's market. It's really kind of cool. There's also, there's another thing that I educated myself on. I find this really fascinating. You select the fruits and vegetables for a very specific reason. You're looking to achieve certain benefits, whether it's heart health or kidney health, metabolism. There's a lot of science that went into this, not just, oh, we're going to extract some powder from, you know, some healthy fruits. You did a lot of thinking about what each vegetable ingredient in the powder is doing to help your body, right?
Exactly. And yeah, we have Mike and Eric Serrano, both those doctors did a lot of work for that. If you actually go to the website, we have broken down each of those ingredients, and there's a nice paragraph that pops up and shows you what everything does. But yes, they selected each one to help with a different specific part of your body. So some's going to help with your heart health, others with your kidney, your liver, skin health, immunity health. Some's going to give you energy, can help with your weight loss. So each thing in there is there for a specific reason, and it's really just raw superfoods. A superfood is really just a lot of vitamins and minerals that can be packed into something without calories. That's kind of basically what it is. And it's so raw, you can actually just give it to your dog if you wanted to. It's just fruits and vegetables and makes you and pretty much everyone in your family healthy.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And it's interesting. A lot of people say, well, is this anecdotal or is there some science behind it? Lots of clinical evidence that enriching your diet with these sort of superfoods and vitamin and mineral supplements can make a difference, particularly the Field of Greens approach. There is science behind this, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And our head doctor, he's actually on the board of health for one of the great states of America and on the board of health at one of the biggest hospitals here. So when he puts something on a website, it has to be backed up, or I guess he'd probably lose his job. But yeah, everything that is on the website, he firmly puts all the work cited, all the science that links you over to the studies from the clinical studies, university studies, everything else. And by law, he's not allowed to be a part of those studies. So they're not influenced by us. But yeah, he takes the studies and puts them all up there for everyone to see.
I think he told us about Dr. Mike Kim when he was on last time. I think he told us about 22 different clinical trials that showed the difference between people who were getting a placebo and then really getting these nutritional supplements. Really pretty remarkable in seeing which ones work and the fact that it does work when you're sticking to a really good routine with something like Field of Greens. Miles, you've done a lot for us. And I given my experience, what the health improvement I have seen. It's funny, when I went to my doctor last time, they didn't even want to know, like, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Don't stop. And that's such a cool thing to hear, you know, because I used to go and like, oh, I hate seeing my doctor. I know what I'm going to get my butt whooped today by it. But I want to share this with other people because I want other people who maybe be struggling with weight, struggling with nutrition, struggling with lack of exercise to find something that really works. You've created a really incredible opportunity. Folks, if you go to fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreensplural.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS, Miles has set a 15% discount. You can get 15% off. You don't get 15% off anything in the economy right now with the way the economy's heated up. This is a great deal. I have my favorite one. I like the red fruit powder myself. It just, man, it fits perfectly in the shake I made every day. Sometimes I mix in some other stuff with some of the great recipes that are on the website. But if you go today, go to fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code JustNews, get started. I guarantee you in about a week or 10 days, if you do it 7 to 10 days straight, all of a sudden you're going to see a really significant change. First your metabolism, then you're sleeping. And then all of a sudden the waistline starts to come down and you just feel like exercising and doing healthier things. It's a remarkable moment for me to have experienced this because I'm pretty dubious as an investigative reporter. But, this ain't going to work. this really has worked for me and I want it to work for you. So take advantage of this incredible offer, fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code JustNews today, and Miles will get you a 15% discount. That is a steal in today's economy. Miles, great to have you on. I'm such a big fan. I didn't know what would happen when I started on this journey, but now I do. It is such an amazing product, and I know you got a lot of other products as well in the Brickhouse Nutrition family. Folks should go check them all out because they are all winners. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
John, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all your listeners. You've all treated us very well, and I appreciate your business.
Well, we appreciate the product. Certainly I do. It's made a big difference in my life, and I'm going to keep on it. And I know my co-host Amanda Head does too, so it's pretty exciting. We'll get you back on in a couple weeks for an update.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. So grateful to all the guests today. A big thank you, first off, to Devin Nunes for joining us, and of course, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and also to my good friend Miles Grimard, the founder of the great company that gives me the Fields of Greens supplements in my diet. I'm so excited by them. Remember, if you want to take advantage of that, you go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. Fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code JustNews. You're going to get 15% off, a whopping 15%. That's a heck of a discount. I'm a huge fan of it. I personally like the fruit mix, the berry mix. I think you should check that one out. But there's many great flavors, lots of recipes on the site as well. All good stuff and a good way to get healthier. Just a little bit of fruit and vegetables makes a big difference in your diet. Scientific studies have shown that. And I'm living proof. I mean, I feel better. I look better. And like I said, I've been focusing on my health with cleaner air in my bedroom, with the EnviroCleanse air cleaner, and also better fruit and vegetable consumption with the help of Field of Green supplements. Wow, what a difference 2023 has been for my health. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. So grateful you can join. We'll be back tomorrow. I might have a couple of scoops coming up in the next day or two, so let's go check that out. Until then, God bless you, and God bless this extraordinary country of the United States. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.